Welcome back, everybody, to the Incomparables Feuding Families Star Wars Edition. This is the third one, Revenge of the Feud, and you're thinking, wait a second, those first two were released a long time ago. Yes, friends, and I forgot that I had a third one ready to go, and so I'm your host, Jason Snell. I am going to be quizzing these two teams of three panelists each with some wonderful things answered by you, the incomparable listening audience, in April or May of 2020.
Oh, April 2020. Everyone was in a great mood back then. This should be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No one was despondent at all.
This is a message in a bottle from the height of the pandemic. Let me introduce our teams. Here is Team A, the team from Endor, and its captain, Monty Ashley. Hi, Monty.
Hi, Jason. Am I an Ewok or...
You could just be a stormtrooper hanging out. We're also unclear whether you're on the moon of Endor or just the planet of Endor.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. I don't even know, but joining you there is Glenn Fleischman. Hi, Glenn.
Uh-oh. I don't think Monty signed up for this.
Well, no, he definitely didn't.
Hi, Dad.
And just to tie these themes together, who else is in the lush forest moon of the Pacific Northwest? It's Kelly Gamont.
Hello. Oh. I already lost because I'm stuck on Endor. Wow. And, at least I'm tall.
And now let's go to the frozen, icy wastes of Hoth. Who is that? Is that a Bantha? No, it's not. It's bundled up. He's got a parka. It's Cicero Holmes. Hello.
When last we met, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Okay. I'm glad someone is.
I am bundled right now. I'm actually wearing a D&D towel hoodie. It's like a Snuggie.
You gotta stay warm on Hoth.
Yes.
David J. Lore is joining you in the icy wastes. Hi, David.
This is the one where we retcon everything from the second one, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay. It never happened. Okay. Attack of the Feud never happened. And Moises Chuyan is also on Team Hoth. Hi, Moises.
Hello there.
All right, you got me. Just remember, Obi-Wan, not even conceived of, probably, when these questions were asked.
Respectfully, I was being the Alec Guinness Obi-Wan.
Oh, okay, well, that's
a
different
Ewan Obi-Wan. McGregor was already pitching the Ewan McGregor show immediately.
Yeah, I think that's probably so. So here's how we're going to do this. We are going to guess in Family Feud style. I believe what I decided to do last time, people were asking beforehand, how are we buzzing in? The answer is we're not. We're going to alternate who goes first because time and the internet don't go well together. We're going to alternate who gets to guess first. First, up at the virtual podium with no buttons, because Team Endor will be able to guess first, is Monty and Cicero. Monty will get to guess first.
All right, go, Monty. Yay.
You're trying to get... So again, several hundred incomparable listeners in April and May of 2020 answered our survey about Star Wars things, and you're trying to guess the top answers.
Because they had nothing else to do.
The answers are going to be, the point totals are going to be given in essentially percentages. You're trying to clear the board. Family Feud rules, three strikes, the other team gets a chance to steal, et cetera, et cetera. There are a few variations. We'll get to them when we get to them. First off, Monty, you get to break this in. Name something you might find in a Tatooine cantina.
Doot, doot, doot. That was me buzzing in anyway.
Yes. great. Cicero's buzzer has been disabled. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say an arm on the floor.
Show me an arm on the floor. Number four answer, Ponda Baba and his severed arm.
Out of how many?
Out of five. Cicero, can you do him one better, or two, or three better?
Yes. I'm using the force to say yes. Bartender.
A bartender. Show me bartender. Oh, not an answer that was accepted by our special listeners.
Jason, have all of these questions been properly sanitized?
They have been. I'm sure if we asked them this question in 2022, they would say a bartender, but back in 2020, they didn't. All right, Monty, do you want to play or pass this one?
What do you think, team?
Oh, that's always better to play, isn't it?
It's always better to play. That's we're going to play.
It's
literally always better to play, but yes. Yeah. We like to have this. It's part of the thing. It's part of the thing. All right, Glenn, name something you might find in a Tatooine cantina.
Oh, there's a phraseology I don't want to use about
group. Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to say that. I think I'm going to say Greedo.
Greedo, you might say, or the remnants of Greedo. One of those. Show me Greedo. Number one answer, 38%.
Good answer.
That's going to be my best thing to
say. All right. Kelly, name something you might find in a Tatooine cantina.
B. Arthur.
Oh, B. Arthur going for the holiday special. How did our listeners feel about the holiday special?
I'm getting buzzed.
But it was worth a try.
It was
the
worth
one
it.
Time
it was
I didn't Kelly. Think about it all that hard, and look where it got
I don't
me.
Know. Yeah. I think that's a good answer.
That's a big strike for you. Knowing back around listeners. To Monty. You have one strike. You have two of the five answers. Something you might find in a Tatooine cantina.
An absence of droids.
Ah, no droids because of space-based racism. Show me droids. Not there. No, that's not there.
Oh.
The by the way, the buzz didn't mean that you found the absence of droids. That means that wasn't one of the answers. You're down to your last strike, Glenn. Something you might find in a Tatooine cantina.
I cannot remember the band leader's name, despite having studied it multiple times today, but I'm going to say, and forgive me, because this is what it's called, a jizz band.
Yes.
Thank you, George Lucas.
Good answer.
Show me the band.
Of all the answers, that's certainly one.
Strike up the band. Yes, the number three answer, 20%, said the band.
Figurin Dan.
Figurin Dan and the Modal Nodes.
Oh, like, I remember, like, Fingerin' right. Dan. I should remember that.
Kelly, there are two left. You have two strikes, so.
Oh, okay.
So someone you might find, someone or something, obviously, you might find in a Tatooine cantina.
I would like to apologize to my fellow Endorians in advance, because I'm probably going to screw this up.
Look, you already said B. Arthur, so it's only go up from
here.
I
feel like Harvey Korman is the obvious next answer, right? Max Rebo.
All right, show me Max Rebo. I'm sorry. All right, it's a big chance. Big chance.
Max Rebo, of course, was on Jabba's sail barge.
And Jabba's palace.
I think he died on the barge.
Well, maybe in 2020. I don't think he died.
I don't know.
In
when the Max Rebo show appears on Disney Plus, and we find out that he was just in the sand.
He just sticks his hand up out of the sand.
Yeah. Like the Grimace, Max Rebo cannot be killed.
He's dead in 2020. Let's
The music book of Max Rebo.
All right. So, Cicero, David Moises, you get a chance to steal. You need to answer one of these last two. If you do, you get the points. If not, the Endor will get the points. And you talk amongst yourselves.
Hold on, Jason. We've got Greedo at number one, band parentheses,
band
jizz,
at number three,
number
and,
three.
And Ponda Baba and his severed arm at number four. So you're looking for the number two or five answer.
Han Solo.
Han Solo. Yeah.
Han Solo.
I'm, for once, I'm with David. Han Solo.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. Come on.
Han Solo.
All right. Final answer?
Yes.
Show me Han Solo. Yeah, number two answer.
Number two.
Sure.
23 points. And
the number five answer, scum and villainy.
I was going to say a bar.
It's got to be Luke, isn't it?
Chewbacca.
There it is. It was Chewie.
Chewbacca.
Chewie was your number five. Answer
in
there.
Every cantina on Tatooine.
Yeah, I almost answered capes, but I thought better.
70 points go in our first round to Team Hoth. And now
the Wookiee blew the Tatooine question. I'm sorry, guys.
Glenn and David.
What about all those guys in monster makeup and stuff?
I know. What about them? Most of them were in the band, maybe. I don't know.
Right. What? They were not.
They didn't have names, so nobody wanted to
stepping
fill them
up,
in on the
it's
form,
going to be
right?
David guessing first and then Glenn to answer this question.
My old nemesis.
Name something in Star Wars that flies.
Oh, my God.
The Millennium Falcon?
All right. Show me the Millennium Falcon. Number two answers.
What?
20 points.
Oh.
And this brings it to Glenn. Glenn, name something. Top seven answers on the board, but you have to get number one here. Something in Star Wars That flies.
Come Wait, on, how man. Many answers?
Seven.
Seven?
Seven? Oh, I'm going to say, oh, I'm torn between, oh.
Don't two say lovers. Anything but your answer.
I know, I'm not going to say it. I'm torn between X and Y. I'm going to say Death Star. Death Star. I know they don't exactly fly. Right. Death Star.
Death Star. Show me the Death Star. Don't think about it. Just show it to me.
Show it to me.
It's not there.
Oh,
it doesn't fly. It doesn't fly. Well, it's well, seven it answers, Team Hawk.
Do our listeners think it flies?
So. It hangs out in space.
It does. Is that flying? If it hangs in space, is it flying? I don't know.
No,
is a planet
from
in space?
Place to place.
Let's not even get open that again. Hey, Team Hoth, do you want to play or do you want to pass these seven along to your enemies?
I think we got to play.
You should still
I think
play.
We play.
Yeah,
yeah. We should still play.
I don't know why I ask. You should still play.
Because I'm also torn between X and Y.
Yes. So, indeed, aren't we all? And so we'll go to Moises. Something in Star Wars that flies, please.
Jedi.
Jedi.
Wow.
Why not?
Bold.
Jedi.
Bold.
I mean, do they
it's a bold move.
Do they fly or do they just jump big? Well, let's see what the listeners thought. I didn't think much of that one. All right.
Okay. Well, Mace Windu doesn't fly, apparently.
He falls.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Around to
Too
Cicero.
Soon.
Something in Star Wars that flies, Cicero.
All right. We've danced around this bush for a while or danced around these plots for a while. So X-Wing.
Ah, you had to choose between X and Y, and you chose X. Well, no! You chose wisely. That's the number one answer, 39%.
X chose wisely.
Yes.
Glenn chose between X and Y and didn't choose X-Wing, which is very strange. He's right at it. He looked at it, and he was like, no, I'm going to go with Death Star. It's got a hole, you know. David, back to you. Planets.
But is it a sandwich?
I'm torn between several things, and I'm going to say a TIE fighter.
Ah, the TIE fighters. Again, they're in space. Are they flying? Yes, they're flying. They're the number four answer, 10%. That brings us to Moises. Another thing in Star Wars that flies.
I'm going to go Y-Wing.
Ah, you are now trapped between X and Y, and you're choosing Y.
Oh my God.
Why not? That's why not. Oh, it wasn't on the list.
Why? Because we like you.
That's all right.
Okay,
that's right. I appreciate the shots you're trying to make.
Oh, yeah.
So, Imperial Star Destroyer.
Oh, Star Destroyer. More of the Imperial fleet questions.
It's in space.
And it's not there.
What?
Oh.
Not there. Okay. Team Endor. Only three of the seven have been chosen. You just have to get one of the remaining four to steal a really nice 69 points on this game.
Nice.
My first thought is that we should argue about whether land speeders are flying.
Well, I was wondering about pod
racers.
I was
going to say R2-D2.
Oh, well, yeah, but I don't think...
Because he does now, apparently.
Pod racers,
rocks
though?
Fly. A couple of times.
Very small rocks.
True.
Oh, wait, that's a different movie. Wait, rocks? Rocks do like. What about pod racers? That was my Y answer, by the way. So that might not be, wasn't Y ring, strangely.
So you were torn between X and pod.
X and pod. Not I and pod.
This is a podcast, not a Y cast, after all.
I'm okay with pod racers. I think they basically fly.
What else? I mean, there's Boba Fett's ship, but I don't think anybody was thinking about that before 2020 or in 2020.
People were thinking about Boba Fett's ship all the time. My backpacks got jets. I'm Boba the Fett.
The Fett.
What do we think? You're
that
the
is
captain.
A classic.
Captain, my captain.
I mean, if you want to go pod racer, like I don't know.
I mean, Mandalorians fly, but not again. Not in 2024.
I feel
How about Boba Fett? How about Boba Fett?
Oh, is that too obscure that Boba Fett flies?
No, Boba Fett
is
not
too obscure. Just answer it already.
We're saying Boba Fett. Final
Boba
answer.
Fett. Boba Fett.
Oh, Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
Fett. Where? Not there.
Oh,
what?
Outrageous.
All right. No, it's more out. Monty, it is more outrageous than you know because R2-D2 and speeders were both on the list.
Oh.
They float.
It's not what's right. It's what our listeners,
what our listeners
think.
That's right.
Wow. We love
so
them.
Jason, how did the seven play out?
X-Wings, Millennium Falcon, R2-D2, TIE Fighters,
whoa,
I can't believe it. Nobody guessed Watto.
Watto.
Oh my God. I'm so mad at myself.
He even had wings.
What is wrong with
us? Speed. Hey, I'm flying.
Look at me.
Speeders. And just because 5% of our people are smart asses, Minox.
Minox. Minox.
That crossed my mind and I went, no.
Nah,
who
it's
would
not
going to
be Minox, right? Well, it is.
Only because I figured nobody would remember what they were called.
Yeah. Wait, what is Minox? Is that like the Jabba the Hutt's little...
It's chewing on the power cables. They're the things that are living in the mouth of the worm when they go land on the...
And they fly around and they make... They're gross. All right.
Yeah, Glenn.
Well, we after our first set of rounds, Team Hoth in the lead but with 139 points, but plenty of time to catch up because the point totals accelerate as we go. We're going to go to one of our first of two alternating rounds in which both teams will get a chance to guess and gather up points as they go, as they try to guess.
How many things on the board, Jason? 50?
There are... Well, you can only guess until you run out of strikes, you see.
Ah, I see.
Oh.
The top 15 answers are on the board.
Whoa. All right.
Good Lord. Okay.
All right. Here it
Hollywood
is.
Hollywood Forever Cemetery or something, probably.
Everybody. Name this. This will begin with Kelly, and then we'll alternate. Kelly, name something you might find on Tatooine in 2020.
By 2020, not in 2020.
Name something you find on Tatooine as guessed by people in 2020, not having seen Book of Boba Fett or season 2 of The Mandalorian or Obi-Wan or any of that
stuff.
In the
canon of which.
Yes.
So none of those cool space Vespas.
No.
Not Danny Trio.
No, punk Vespa gangs. No, none of that is there.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'm going to stick with my answer from the first time, and that's Chewbacca.
All right. Something you might find on Tatooine, is it Chewbacca? No, they didn't say that. Of all those answers, and they didn't say that. That's a strike to Team Endor. Team Hoth, Moises, something you might find on Tatooine.
Luke Skywalker.
Show me Luke Skywalker. Yes. And for that, Moises, you get a point.
Wow. Number 15,
but,
I guess.
But you're victorious nonetheless. Let's go back around. Monty, something you might find on Tatooine.
I have a very good answer, but before I give it, what number answer was Luke? So I can...
You're going to make the count again?
What? You didn't say how many answers there were the first time.
I did, 15.
15.
15. Oh, 15. Okay.
That was number 13, tied with many others with one.
Thank you. Anyway, sand.
Sand.
Yes. Oh, I hate sand, but I love this answer.
It gets everywhere, and it is by far the number one answer. 58.
Whoa, Monty. Yeah. Woo, Monty.
Straight for Team A.
Yeah,
Cicero,
Monty.
We got many more to get here. Your team has one strike. Name something you might find on Tatooine.
We have a strike?
Our team has a strike.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Your team is doing great. The other team is doing terrible, but has lots of points, too.
We got the number one answer. We're doing great. Instead of a big dark blur, it's a big light blur. Jabba's Palace.
Jabba's Palace. Sure. Let's see Jabba's Palace. Oh, there's that strike. There's that strike.
Man.
Oh, was that Salacious Crumb I heard in the background there? Oh, Glenn, to you, something you might find on Tatooine.
You know, when I think of Tatooine, I don't think of X or Y. I think of moisture evaporator.
Good answer. Good answer.
Moisture evaporators. Who would have answered that? 9% of the answers.
Yes. Go incomparable.
Number two answer. Right there.
But, that was number two.
That was number two.
That was my backup answer, too.
What do you think?
David, your turn.
I'm going to say Jawas.
Oh, that's very good. Show me Jawas.
Utini!
Number three answer with 8%. Now we're going. Now we're going. All right.
Now that's what I call pod racing.
Kelly.
Yeah, what's
something you might find on Tatooine.
Something you might find on Tatooine. Something you might find on Tatooine. Sand people.
Oh, yes. The Tusken Raiders. Yeah. Are the Tusken Raiders there? Show me the Tuskens.
I got one!
Number four.
Number four.
You were just, you're knocking them off now. There was a, we had some brief hesitation, and now it's all coming together. Moises, something else you might find on Tatooine.
The Sarlacc.
Oh, the Sarlacc. I was going to say, think of all the references people make to Tatooine and then make 15 of them and you'll have something. Show me the Sarlacc. No, it's ugly, but yes, it's number 9. Right you on. Win.
Hey.
A point. Sorry. I'm really sorry. That's how it worked out. Back to Monty.
Pod racing. Specifically the Bunta Eve Classic.
Show me pod racing. Hey, it's another one of those one pointers. Good job.
Yay, Monty.
All right, Cicero.
I had a great answer and then I forgot it.
Oh no.
was it Z? It might have been Z.
I left it back home where I was shooting Womp Rats.
Ooh, Womp Rats. You might find some of those, wouldn't you? Let's see. Show me Womp Rats. Yes, the number 5 answer, Womp Rats. Good job.
Nice.
That brings us to Glenn. Something else on Tatooine. Oh,
take me to that hive of scum and villainy, Mos Eisley.
Mos Eisley is the guess. And yes, that was another one of our one pointers, but you got it. Good job.
Thank you.
Back to David.
How about show me banthas?
Oh, I would love to show you some banthas, David.
Banthas.
Yay! I showed them to you. There banthas. They are. They're adorable. Wait,
which one was that, Jason?
That was number 6. 2 points.
Oh, we're getting
they're
down
all
there,
real, we? Real meager at this point, but we're still going because you guys are knocking them down, and there's only
how
been
many,
two strikes so far. So that's
how many we have left?
That's
we have
pretty
like,
good.
6 left or something?
There's 6 left. Wow, Glenn. You really did win on Jeopardy.
For once.
Who showed us banthas? Was that Glenn showing?
No, it was David showing us.
Well then Kelly, it's your turn.
In you're April of 2020.
Yeah, you're on Tatooine. What do you see?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Mm. Show me Obi-Wan. Sorry. Not there. We go to Moises.
Dewbacks.
Dewbacks. Oh. Were they CGI? Were they added later or were they just puppets? Show me the dewbacks. No. Oh.
I feel a little better now.
We're running aground now. Monty, back to you.
Blue milk.
Oh, the blue, the famed blue milk of Tatooine. Nice. You might see some. And you do. You do.
Hey,
you
that
do.
Was good.
That was answer number 8.
Wow. Ooh, yeah. Right on.
Yeah, that's right. Cicero?
There's stuff left.
There is stuff left.
Oh, yeah.
So in Tatooine, he grew up there. His name is Greedo.
Oh, you might see Greedo. Oh. Greedo from the previous question. Back again? No, he's not. No. Okay. Well, that's 3 strikes, and that means you are lucky to not have to answer any more of those questions. Team A, though, still going. Glenn.
Hey, why has nobody mentioned me yet? Watto.
Oh, no. Watto's back. Oh, that's the end of that round.
What?
Okay.
No. Why has nobody mentioned Watto? Sorry, right, Watto. Screwed it all up.
Yeah, all right. Well, hey, everybody. Team A got 114 points in that round.
Yeah.
Team B got 23 points.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Team A. You're back in this thing because, of course, sand, the number one answer, 58. You get a lot of points for that. The other answers were moisture evaporators, Jawas, Tuskens, Womp Rats, Banthas. You didn't get the previous question, a cantina, blue milk.
I was
going
to say cantina.
Sarlacc. You didn't answer what you didn't answer before, speeders. Scum and villainy was out there. It was said, but then Mos Eisley was chosen. Scum and villainy is also a thing you might find on Tatooine. Jabba, not his palace, just Jabba.
Just Jabba.
Luke, Mos Eisley, pod racing, and the last one you didn't guess, power converters.
Power converters?
You might find some power converters. Or you might not. I don't know. All right, let's go back into the game with this one, leading off with Kelly. Kelly, you're going to get to guess first. Moises, you get to follow up afterward. There are the top 5 answers on the board. Points are at 1.5 per. So again, we're raising the stakes a little bit as we go. in this round, name, Kelly, a lightsaber color.
Red.
Show me red. It's the number 4 answer, 14%. Moises, I need a lightsaber color that's better than red, I guess.
Blue.
Show me blue. Number 1 answer, 30%. There are 3 answers remaining. I assume, Team Hoth, you want to play.
Absolutely.
We're too cold.
Okay, Cicero, name a lightsaber color. Green. That's a good color. Show me green. Yes, the number 2 answer, 28%. David, can you think of a lightsaber color?
I can think of a lightsaber color. I'm looking at one right now that's purple.
Purple. Show me purple. Oh, you're killing it. That's the number 3 answer, 23%. One lightsaber color remains, Moises. One color remains.
I'm going to go with the very end of the sequel trilogy and go with yellow.
Oh, yellow. Who had the yellow lightsaber?
Rey.
Rey Skywalker.
Oh, yeah. Well, was that movie out when I did these questions? Oh, yeah, yep. It was. Yellow, yes, is the number 5 answer. You ran that board. Good
Not
job.
My.
Sorry, guys.
Very
Not
impressive.
Your problem. Not your fault.
I'm very impressed with that. That was really good. Good job.
That's all it takes to improve, Jason.
To team. Is, to improve me? Nothing can improve me.
To impress you by naming lightsaber colors.
Yeah, I couldn't have done that. I don't know anything about any lightsaber colors.
Those who can't host.
Yeah, exactly. I'm here. Look, I did the Star Trek one already, so this was next. All right.
You're facilitating.
Time for another alternating round in which Monty and Cicero will start us off, but then everybody's going to get to guess, because guess what? There's a lot of answers out there again. In fact, this time there are 11 different answers to this question. We'll take them in turn, starting with Monty. Monty, name an alien.
Name an alien.
Mm-hmm.
Chewbacca.
Show me Chewie. Yeah, number 2 answer, 14%. Cicero, name an alien.
Greedo.
Greedo. Show me Greedo.
Every answer is Greedo.
But this one got you 21%. It's the number 1 answer for name an alien. Greedo.
All right.
All right. Glenn.
Listeners really love Greedo.
People love Greedo, except when they don't. Glenn.
I reject the entire premise of this question. I think you're out of order. I don't think there's any aliens in this universe at all.
I agree. Or they're all aliens. Like, nobody's an Earthling.
I don't even understand what it's all about. All right. Let's see here. We've got Chewbacca and Greedo. Who else do incomparable listeners consider an alien with their certain attitudes in this universe?
Yes.
I am Admiral Ackbar.
Admiral Ackbar.
Don't guess that, Glenn. It's a trap.
Yes, it's a trap. You fell right into it. Admiral Ackbar, we also would have accepted the Mon Calamari, but we hadn't seen all their many, many good sweaters at this point. Number eight answer, that's 5%. Good job, Glenn. David. Name an alien.
Yoda.
Ooh, Yoda. I've heard of him. And that's the number 4 answer, 12%. Well done. Kelly, name an alien.
Jawas.
Ooh, the Jawas. Show me the Jawas. Number 11 answer, 4%. To Moises, an alien.
Jabba. Jabba the Hutt. What a crisp greed.
It's Jabba again. Did he make it again? Yeah, he did. He is the number 4 answer, 12%. He's an alien, if ever there was one. Back around to Monty. Name an alien.
I'm a Toydarian. Watto.
Oh, Watto is back.
Oh, come on. Nobody gets. Why Watto get no respect?
I don't know. Watto doesn't get any respect. Cicero, name an alien.
Your foolish Jedi tricks won't work on me. I am a Gungan.
A Gungan?
Oh.
Show me the Gungans. No, don't show them to me. I don't want to watch that movie again.
Hallelujah.
Glenn.
Like we don't exist no more.
Many Glens died to bring you this answer. Boffins.
Boffins. Interesting. Interesting little bit of canon there for Glenn. Show me the Boffins. Nope, I can't show them to you. They're not there. No Boffins. They all died. Sorry. It's very sad. David?
How about the Twi'lek Bib Fortuna?
Ah, Twi'lek. Bib Fortuna. Show me Bib Fortuna and the Twi'leks. They're playing at the cantina later. Yes, Twi'lek was... indeed on the list. Good job. That was number 9.
4%. I'm in the
Twi'lek zone. Kelly, got some more aliens. 4 more aliens up there.
No, 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 no. What people would answer in April 2020, that's all I can think of. And now I'm trying to figure out what else that would be.
Kelly, while you're thinking, I'm just hearing from our judges who are reporting back to me about Cicero's guess of Gungans. And we have a precedent with Admiral Akmar and the Mon Calamarian with the Twi'lek zone. And Jar Jar was on the list, so we're going to give that. We're going to give Jar Jar.
Lisa, introduce a resolution, restore our points.
And congratulations. Oh, no, I did the wrong one. There it is. See, that was a dramatic reenactment of me giving you a strike.
You said people going to get points?
Jar Jar is going to get your strike removed. I hope you feel better, Cicero.
What number is
that.
He? What number is
Jar
he?
Jar Jar was number 6, 7%. Kelly, you still got three different aliens to choose from.
Tuscans, sand people.
All right, the Tuscans. Show me the Tuscans. No, they're really not on the list. Not even by name, which they don't have.
Not even Sand Raider Jeff?
No. Okay. Moises. Aliens. Oh, that was your third strike, too. Oh, I'm sorry, Team A. That's the end for you.
I'm going to go with a Rancor.
Oh, the Rancor before the Book of Boba Fett. Nope, not on the list. That's strike one because I withheld that strike. Cicero, back around to you. You're undefeated.
Oh, man. We were undefeated. An alien. Oh, man.
I know. That's what I said.
Whatever Darth Maul is.
Okay. I'll look at the answers. Okay. Nope. Not that.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, David?
Well, I'm torn between X and Y.
Mm-hmm.
Are Ewoks already up there?
Nope.
I couldn't remember.
They
I'm
going to
say Ewoks.
All right. Show me the Ewoks. Oh, no.
Oh!
There it is.
What? Don't do that.
Which one was that?
Ewoks is number 7, 6%.
I'm disappointed in myself and the rest of the team from Endor.
Yes. For not being all right, Moises, there are 2 left.
Okay,
number five.
Which 2 are left?
Number 5 and number 10.
It's like billiards. You're lucky to hit it right in that pocket or something.
I'm going to go with Minox.
Oh, Minox again. Show me the Minox. Oh, well, it was a good run, Team B.
Jason, can I ask, before you reveal, is Figrin Dan in there?
Figrin Dan and the modal nodes are not present in here.
Is Bosk?
Bosk is not there, yes.
Oh. Is Show Me the Minox from the Star Wars version of Jerry Maguire?
Yes. Yes, there's a there's a scene where the bartender from the cantina and one of the people who works there, they leave, and the people who work there has like a cardboard box with a plant in it, and they walk out, and nobody goes with them. And it's very sad.
Sad.
So in the amazing inconsistency of this poll, Wookiees was there separate from Chewie because they were both very popular. Sorry. That's just how I
love you.
That was number 5.
And listeners. Glenn once again walked right up to the right answer.
What?
And then didn't say it. When Glenn went on his little rant about how everybody's an alien, that's why you should have picked Luke Skywalker.
No.
Oh, wow.
He was the number 10 answer. Yes. All right. Going into rounds, our last two rounds, round 4 and 5. Those are those rounds. And it's a big lead for Hoth, 440 to 160. But there's room. there's the points, the scores have really changed now in these last two rounds. So round number four, that means it's going to be Cicero followed by Monty for this. Cicero, name something a Jedi Master would say.
Use the Force.
Show me, use the Force. Number three answer, 22%.
Come on, Monty.
Monty, something a Jedi Master would say.
Come on, Monty.
You could do it, yeah.
How many answers are there?
Well, it's not really relevant yet, but six. There are six.
We like to know.
Six.
I'm going to say, do or do not. There is no try.
Show me do or do not. There is no try. Me, you will show. It is the number one answer. 31%.
Team A gets it. I said that.
Team A gets it.
All right.
All right.
We're gonna play. We gotta play.
We're gonna play.
Okay, right. Glenn. Something a Jedi Master would say. There are four answers left. One and three are gone.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
These are not the droids you're looking for. Number four answer. 9%. Hmm. Kelly?
May the Force be with you.
Yeah, good answer. Good answer.
May the Force be with you. Always the number two answer, 28%.
All right.
We are left with two. Monty?
Oh God, me again?
Yeah. Yeah.
What else do they say?
I'm going to go with the prequels and say, patience, young Padawan.
Ooh. Oh, patience, young Padawan. Number six answer, 4%. Yeah, and that leaves one left to clear the board, Glenn, and you have no strike, so you'll all get to take a swing at it.
If I get the quote not perfect, do I still get it?
Yeah, in the spirit of it, sure.
Something like, always there are two, the master and the, the student or
always
whatever.
Always two there are. The other person. A master and an apprentice, and that's not one of the ones
all right.
that they
sort
said.
Not exactly a Jedi,
Kelly,
but,
can you think of a Jedi thing?
Hello there.
Hello. Oh, hello. Oh, is that your guess?
That's my guess.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. I'm sorry. And that's two strikes, so we'll bring it back around to Monty one last time.
Well, I'm going to look over at the other team and politely inform them that if they strike me down, I will become more powerful than they can possibly imagine.
And here comes the sound of the lightsaber to cut you down.
It's okay. Now I'm a Force ghost, which is very powerful.
Very powerful.
Which is super awesome. And you look like a totally different guy now.
Yeah, you may not be able to imagine it, Monty, but it is very powerful. All right.
You kind of have a glow about you.
Team
now.
B, Team Hoth, you have one that you have to guess, and you can steal the 94 points or 108 points.
Here's, I'm thinking it's fear leads to anger.
That's
anger
exactly
leads to
where
hate.
I was going.
Hate leads to suffering.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I like that one. I was going to say the Force is strong with this one, but
Wait a minute.
Now it's our listeners. That's good. Mm. I like them both.
I mean, we've got a Yoda line as number one.
Yeah. So another Yoda line is,
I mean, it's a coin flip for me,
but Yoda's a master.
Yoda is
when we think of Jedi master, we think Yoda.
Yes. Yes. Fear leads to hate. Hate leads to anger. Anger leads to suffering. I don't know. You
leads
know,
to
I got them all in
amounts
there.
Of debt.
Right.
Fear leads to reverse mortgage.
Right.
Let me tell you more about this. So either fear leads to anger or the Force is strong with this one.
I go with fear leads to anger.
All right.
Both of you guys
all right,
felt it.
I'm in.
Yeah. All right.
You felt
fear
it like the Force.
Fear leads to anger, and you know where that leads. Suffering for
oh,
you,
no.
because that's not it. 188 points going to Team Endor. The missing answer.
What is it?
Trust in the Force.
Trust in the Force.
The Jedi Masters sure talk about the Force a lot.
They do. They really do. Tedious. They won't shut up about it. All right. That brings us to round five. It's our last round. Good news, Glenn will start us off in this, our final round.
Hey,
and then
Jason,
David
do you mind
will
if I ask,
Yes.
Do you mind if I ask you what the points are? Is that
the point relevant? Totals are 440 for Team B and 348 for Team A.
Oh,
so
all right.
The winner of this probably will win. Not guaranteed, okay. But pretty close.
The entire force enchilada, right?
I was sort of.
That's right. I had a force man. Enchilada.
It's
for
a
dinner.
Force frittata.
Force enchilada. So, okay. I'm ready. I stand ready and to serve.
Glenn, top yes. seven answers are on the board. Uh-huh. Answers from 2020 brought back. Okay. As a force okay. ghost for this very episode. Glenn, name something an X-Wing pilot would say.
I'm going down. I don't have anything. I'm sorry. I'm going down.
That's a good answer.
That is a good answer.
I'm going down.
Oh, sorry, team.
I'm pretty all sure right, they David. Do say that in the movie. I was going to say that too. It's a good job.
Oh, wow.
Good job.
Rogue leader? I don't know. Wow.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Are we having a double elimination?
Maybe uh-oh. So.
It's very possible. Stay on target.
Okay. Show me stay on target. Oh yeah,
I
that's
raise both my hands.
That's the number two thank answer, David. God. 22%. Yes. Stay on target. Stay on target. Moises.
Luke, you've switched off your targeting computer.
You've switched off your targeting computer. I'm sorry.
That wasn't the pilot, though.
Oh. All right. Cicero.
Switch all something to front. Deflector shields.
Right. Front deflector shields.
Yes. What?
Also not that. There. David?
Good God.
Tactically, it's a good idea for you to miss all your questions at this point, because then even if we steal, we can't
that's
win. Right.
Yeah. That's true. True. Just bad sports.
Thank you, Monty.
Yes.
Thank you, Monty. Yes.
I'm just saying.
Now, David's going to give a joke answer that's going to end up being there. You know how this is going to go.
That's exactly how this works.
Phasers on full, Mr. Sulu.
Oh.
Come on.
Bing! Oh.
Yeah, more of that. Well, I'm going to give team one, Endor, a chance to steal. Okay. There is a way for you to theoretically win this. You have to get the number one answer.
Guys, I think I know what it is.
Well, talk amongst yourselves.
He does not alter this.
Talk amongst yourselves. Things an X-Wing pilot would say. Get them all out. You're all X-Wing pilots now.
Okay, guys, here it is. Standing by.
That was my first one. My second one that I think is like third or fourth is cut the chatter. But yeah, Red 5 standing by has to be the number one.
Because they all go through it like twice.
I'm in.
So,
they say a lot, right?
Yeah. They're always standing by, those X-Wing pilots.
All right.
I'm not going to say it, but I've got one.
Let's see it. Standing by. If this is the number one answer.
You had a chance to have one earlier, and you blew it.
Team, if this is the number one answer, Team Endor has stolen victory from Team Hoth. Show me. Please stand by. Show me standing by. Number one answer, 35%.
Wow. Kelly!
And the Wookiee brings it home!
And with that, Team Endor 462, Team Hoth 440.
Oh my God!
Wow!
The other strategy there would be to keep guessing good ones to eliminate them so they can't steal it with a good one, but it's fine either way. This was a very close. Let me tell you the other ones, the things that Next Wing Pilot could say.
Yeah.
Lock S-foils in attack position.
Sure.
Nope.
Okay.
I can't shake him.
I can't shake him. That was my other answer.
That
was
R2.
S-foils is number three. I can't shake him is number four. Number five is, or as it's written in the spreadsheet, death screams.
I almost said that.
David, that was going to be David's going to make a joke and it's going to be right.
Yeah. I had two choices and that was number two.
Six is copy.
Copy.
Cover me, Porkins.
And number seven, Glenn came so close with I'm going down, but I couldn't give it to him. It's I'm hit.
I'm hit.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, well, there's no down in space.
What yeah, if we? Oh, just like you can't fly a Death Star. Is that what you're saying?
There's no up or down. I'm going somewhere in a direction badly. I'm going
in a three-dimensional vector system.
Oh boy. Well, congratulations to Team Endor. My condolences to Team Hoth. Again, 462 to 440. Super tight game. That was the only way you could have won at that point was to get the points.
In our moment of triumph?
Yes. I would like to thank my players, Monty, Glenn, and Kelly from the winning team, Cicero, David, and Moises. You're winners too, somehow. And thanks to everybody out there who really won by listening to a podcast about Star Wars polls taken 2 years ago. Our listeners, we love you. Thank you for answering those. You know, you're thinking to yourself, listener, I don't know if I really participated in that. You did. You just forgot because it was very long ago. And this ends my database of Family Feud Star Wars questions. What will happen next? I don't know. I guess I'll take a poll and then wait for a few years and tell you the answers again. But until
now we have
then,
2 more years of Star Wars.
There's more Star Wars questions to ask and answer. Until then, though, I have been your host, Jason Snell. Thank you for listening to the Incomparable Game Show. Goodbye.